Good morning, everyone. So, this morning as I'm doing my Roman study, a Good Morning Girls journal, and it's one chapter a day. And today I'm on chapter 8, and I just wanted to touch on something that kind of stood out to me in one of the questions that was asked as a reflection question. First, it gives you a little quote, and it says, "God is always at work in our lives, bringing about His purpose and good." Romans 8:28, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to His purpose." And then the question that it asks us is, how does knowing that His plans are good for those who love Him bring you peace and comfort today? How does that make us feel? How does that make me feel knowing that God has a plan for me regardless of my choices, and He's always there? And His plans are always good. They're always better than I can even imagine. That just makes me feel just grateful. I mean, you know, Jesus got me. His plans for me is much better than the plans I have for myself. No matter what, you know, we all fall. We all, you know, fall short of His glory. And that's where His blood comes in and the redemption. And then we just get back on track and follow Him and in His will. And another thing that, you know, stood out to me was Romans 8:8 was just, it's a little short, simple verse, but it's very, very powerful. "Those who are in the flesh cannot please God." So, I mean, you know, we live in the world, but we're not to be of the world. We're all made of flesh. And then, you know, a lot of people may ask, well, what does that mean? If you're in the flesh, you can't please God because we're humans. We are in the flesh. Well, that's living in flesh, living in sin. You know, we're all sinners. We all needed a Savior. That's why God sent His Son to save us. But that's just keep going about our own selfish wants and desires and our own will, neglecting what God's will and what He has in store for us. That's where repentance comes. The Holy Spirit will convict us and call us back to Him, so we're not living according to the flesh, but we're going to live according to the Spirit. And that's following and obeying Jesus' word and His command. And that's where we grasp all the fullness and all the goodness He has for us. You know, He's not an Indian giver. He has everything planned out for us since before we were even in our mom's womb. But our own choices block that or delay the path, or He doesn't take it back. It's still there. It's just our flesh gets in the way, and you know, we want to overtake, you know, different matters and different things. And that's where, you know, living in the flesh, we cannot please God because we're going against His will for us. And that's when we just gotta, you know, repent with a full heart and come back to Him, and then all is forgiven. He's there every time with open arms, never forsaken us, never gonna leave us, always calling us home in His arms, in His embrace, in His grace, His mercy, His love, His forgiveness, His plans. He wants the best for us, and just resting in that is just so much peace if we really can just grasp that. And it's really hard to grasp the whole fullness of it, because we are of the flesh, we are humans. But it's just very reassuring that no matter what we do, we can always come back to God and be restored and refreshed in His goodness. And so I just wanted to share that with you guys, you know, something to think about. How does knowing, you know, His plans are good for you, how does that make you feel? How does that give you comfort and rest this day as being a believer in Jesus Christ and, you know, knowing His word? Just how does that, just take a second and reflect on that. Just think on His goodness and His forgiveness. And yeah, so everybody have a blessed day. And until next time, talk to you soon.